Hour number two, kicking off at the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Let's kick off some hour two headlines. What do you got for us, Cody?
All right, great. Thanks, John.
Good, grand, wonderful.
Good, grand. Shohei Ohtani is going to make an MLB record, $65 million this year. He will break the all-time MLB baseball record. He will make $65 million.
How's this?
I don't know. It's on ESPN.
Is that with, like, endorsements and stuff?
ESPN says according to Forbes.
Oh, yeah, it might be endorsements then, Cam, if it's 65.
Yes, yes, it does include endorsements. According to an annual list published Monday by Forbes.
It's kind of wild that baseball players have never made more than that.
And it includes a one-year $30 million contract extension that Ohtani signed in October as part of an agreement to avoid salary arbitration. My least favorite thing about sports, like, news, and I think you love it, is contract stuff. I don't like it at all.
I won't say that I love it.
You talk about it a lot.
I like trades.
I don't like talking about it.
I really like trades.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like the transaction.
You should have been like an investor.
Yeah, probably. I should probably be doing a whole bunch of different stuff besides sitting here jerking around with you.
You should have gotten into
you should have just been successful.
Investor. Yeah. Yeah, why are you here?
I should have tried literally anything.
This
else.
Is for bozos.
Yeah.
I talked to a lady the other day who claimed to be an investment.
Nice,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. I talked to so many women. But
she got out of the car.
Yeah, then she left. Said, I'm never calling
and
her.
And I hung
again.
Up customer service.
She was telling me, though, that she's that's what she did. She's an investment trader. She was talking about COVID and during COVID how she made so much money. I believed her. She seemed somewhat successful. She really invested heavily, in the cruise lines early on and movie theaters and all those things.
For the bounce back effect?
I think if you had money to spend during that time, you probably could have made a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't have the money to spend.
Yeah, because I had no job.
You got to eat, you know? but yeah, people with money, I think, probably did pretty well if you got into the right things.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she was saying. I mean, did you get into any of that?
No. I lost money on Cam's
Dogecoin.
Yeah,
it worked out.
It did work out.
He just didn't hold it.
He just kept telling me the wrong dates. And he's like, it's going to happen this weekend. And it never happened. Next weekend. And it never happened. So I was like, forget this.
My friends were so obsessed with that stuff.
It did happen. We didn't do Doge. We did AMC.
Yeah.
And it did eventually go back up. But I got tired of waiting.
And I had a friend that made it big on GameStop.
Eventually Dogecoin fell apart, right? It's not a thing anymore.
But if you would have invested just a decent amount in that, yeah, you would have made some if you pulled it out at the right time.
Yeah.
The Nashville police released the body cam footage of the officers going in to that school yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty wild, pretty powerful. I mean, it almost seems like a movie. I mean, you could tell the adrenaline was running high.
Shout out to them, though.
Those guys. Yeah.
Shout out to them.
14 minutes.
They did what they were supposed to do, and the cops in Texas, Uvalde,
should be ashamed.
Should be even more ashamed, and credit to the Nashville, was it just the Nashville Police Department, I assume?
Metro Nashville.
Yeah,
PD.
Shout out to them for going in there and keeping that from getting worse and going in there and not waiting around and being cowards. So definitely huge shout out to them. Did you watch the body cam footage?
Uh-huh.
Did you want to watch that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I've watched
that
everything.
Really interesting to me. Because it kind of puts you in the scene, this is what was going on.
I watched, the one that it popped up on my thing, and I watched them shoot. But then I didn't watch, the aftermath. I didn't, see them get up close up and, see the body and stuff.
Yeah. There's a still shot of it here if you want to see it.
Nah, I'm good.
Well, they blurred out all the blood and everything. But
yeah, I mean, I'm fine.
It looks like they got her in the head.
Yeah, I imagine I got a pretty good idea of what it looks like. I don't need to see it, really.
That first cop with the rifle, I think, got a headshot in.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, so easy transition here to Harry Styles and Emily Ratajkowski were seen making out in Tokyo. How about that? Sloppily.
So she's not with Eric Andre no more, wasn't that a thing?
Yeah,
like on Valentine's
Day?
Gets
around. She
when we were talking about her, like, she's not famous for anything, so she has to keep doing that.
Yeah, she's famous to me. She seems famous enough.
I mean, she's not famous for anything other than being pretty and like who she dates. So like,
she's not famous for anything.
Like, what does she do?
Was she not in movies or something?
Doing what?
I don't know. I just assumed she was an actress or something. She's not.
The only thing I've ever seen her like do is like she was a part of like some protests like years ago. But like I haven't seen her. I mean, it says she's a model, but like I haven't really seen her. Like I feel like the only she must have seen like in like Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines, I think, and then like I don't think she's really done.
I feel like we talk about her a lot.
She was in there for a second, like in Gone Girl. Apparently, I'm looking up her IMDb. She was the mistress that was like, you know, had a couple scenes in there where she, you know, Ben Affleck sleeping with her while his wife's, you know, missing, and sneaks into the sister's house, and then like gives a brief moment of a speech. But like, I don't think she's really been anything else.
Well, she was making out with Harry Styles in Tokyo.
Yeah, I mean, good for her.
There's rumors swirling that there was a threesome with Olivia Wilde, which is Harry's woman, right?
No, I think, I mean, I was like, it's fleeing. I don't think that they are still together or anything. There was talk that she was getting back with Sudeikis. Olivia Wilde, like, that was his ex-wife. There was talk that they were getting back together, but I don't know. I don't really like her either. I don't particularly care.
You don't
for
like
her.
Any of these people?
No, not really. I mean, I don't have any beef with Harry, really. I mean, other than his cosplaying as a homosexual, I don't really have any other beef with him.
Those kind of
I mean, he like wants to be like a LGBTQ king or whatever.
Well, he
but,
might
like,
be a.
I don't ever see him making out with dudes.
Yeah,
he just wants to, you know, have the grift, and he wants to be like David Bowie and Prince, but doesn't want to actually make out with the dudes.
Did Prince make out with dudes?
I feel like people thought that there was probably some of that going on. At least I always did growing up. I always thought that Prince just having sex with everybody. It's like a real sexual being.
Interesting.
Maybe I'm wrong about that, but that's what I thought the image Prince was going for was.
That's an interesting life to have been one of those type of guys, because you probably have sex with so many women, like Mick Jagger. You have sex with so many women that eventually you want to just be with men, I guess. You want to do something different. It's like, I've explored every woman in the world. It's time to try a different sex. And then you got Elton John, who I think he was just gay.
Yeah.
Just a gay guy.
So I don't really care about Emily Ratajkowski or Olivia Wilde.
I wish I could make out with her.
In hour one, I was going to talk about, like, I was having problems, you know, when we were talking about music, starting new stuff. I went on to my Apple TV yesterday. I was like, okay, I'm going to start this new show I've been wanting to watch, that Shrinking show with Harrison Ford and Jason Segel. And then I was like, oh, wait, I got to watch the first two episodes of Ted Lasso first because I haven't caught up. So went back to something I knew instead of branching out to something new.
Do you think it would be better to be kissed by Emily Ratajkowski or Harry Styles?
Emily Ratajkowski.
You wouldn't want
to
kiss Harry
Who
Styles?
Who am I trying to
Ratajkowski,
impress?
Ratajkowski.
Ratajkowski. That's definitely not how you say it.
The J is probably silent. There's a J
I don't know.
There.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it. But I wonder if she's related to Coach K.
I think because it starts with a K.
Similar, though. The core values that once defined the United States are no longer as important to most Americans, a poll from the Wall Street Journal finds.
Oh, okay.
Interesting how you said this last segment, and now there's a story. It's
Wait, what is it?
Interesting.
What was the actual story? I said, interesting, but I didn't really hear you.
Oh, well, patriotism, religious faith, and having children are among other priorities that help define the national characteristics for generations. A Wall Street Journal poll finds, get on with it, a survey conducted with the University of Chicago finds that these things are no longer important.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some 38% of respondents said patriotism was very important to them. 39% said religion was very important. That's down sharply from when the journal asked the same question in 1998, at which time 70% deemed patriotism very important. 62% said so of religion. So that's almost a decrease in half.
Yeah, I mean,
just in 25 years.
I mean, I think the patriotism stuff is all based around just the political discourse that we face today. Everyone argues about it, which leads to a lot of people not being proud to be an American, which takes down patriotism. I mean, it just
Lee Greenwood would be ashamed.
Well, I mean, we just hate the other side is usually how it goes. Like, you, whatever side you're on, you usually hate the other side. You think they're bad people.
Oh, I definitely hate the other side.
Which is what?
Both sides.
Yeah.
I hate both sides.
Yeah. You're just there in the middle, hating everybody.
It's a little.
I don't think I'm in the middle. Cold. I think I'm looking on from above. I don't consider myself to be one of these.
Omnipotent.
I'm not in there. I'm watching from the stands.
You're the meme where the guy says, "Source, I made it up," as he flies away, as he ascends above, as he ascends above all the trolls and the arguments. Just make up stats, and then, do you have a source for that? I made it up.
Yeah. When you're born in this country, wait, how's it go? When you're born in the world, you get a ticket to the freak show, and when you're born in America, you get a front row seat.
And that was 20 years ago.
Great George Carlin. Did you see the DM that this shooter sent? Do you have any interest?
I didn't know if those are real. I don't ever know if those are real or not.
I think it is. I mean, it's from a. Is Breaking 911 reputable?
I don't know if it's real or not. I don't know.
Seems to be real. Well, anyway, she was basically. Well, I don't know. Do you want to know? I don't know. Feels weird talking about this. Creepy shooter.
Yeah, I mean, I never know if those screenshots were like. I mean, we immediately had the one with the him on LinkedIn, and I don't know if that's been proven to be false or true. I don't know.
I mean, that's the person.
Yeah, I know, but you could easily add something to it. I mean, it's so easy to fake screenshots, but the one you're talking about, and I don't know if Breaking 911 is legit or not. Like, I don't know how.
You know, AI these days, you know.
Just Photoshop is all you need for those. But yeah. Basically, them telling a person bye, saying they love them, they're beautiful, and that they don't want to live anymore, and that it'll all make sense soon.
I don't want to talk about the shooting anymore.
All right, well,
let's move on to something better. The Ukraine war. Trump says he will end the Ukraine war in 24 hours, but he won't tell us how.
When, like, 24 hours from when?
He says he will end it in 24 hours.
Okay.
I'm assuming if he's elected president, is what he's saying. But he says he's not going to tell us how. Can't give the secrets away.
Okay.
Lil Wayne says he's not even close to his Google net worth of $160 million.
Saying he's much lower.
I don't know.
I assume.
I guess he's saying he's not worth that much.
Baby's got all his money.
Hmm?
Baby got all his money.
I'd say so.
Do you know who Baby is?
No. No, I don't get the reference.
It's not really a reference. I mean, I guess it is maybe a reference, but it's just the guy, his partner and manager, and like guy who signed him to a record label and got him in a bad contract. Did a lot of songs together. Baby? You don't know Baby? Birdman?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did Stuntin' Like My Daddy.
Did a whole album together,
Hey, there's another one. I got another one.
Yeah.
See there? You think we'll ever see a George Strait, Lil Wayne collab on Fireman? The Fireman? It'd be good, wouldn't it? They call me the Fireman. Yeah, I'm on it. I'm on the red truck, and then, like, they could do like a...
Okay, let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Spend my dollar, park and holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of loving on a Mason.
Back on the program.
Doesn't that song get you so horny?
A little. I don't know if I'd say horny, but...
I don't mean it in a sexual way, I just mean like...
I mean, it's just about a little roadside quickie.
Yeah, that's true. Well, just like
pulling off on the side of the road, Cam, and getting it in.
That song will never not be special.
Park your truck and a holler. Sounds like a delight. Get you a little.
What'd you say? Getting it in?
Getting it in.
Getting it in. Getting what in?
It.
Into what? What are you talking about?
Just getting it in. It's a little Dixieland delight, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, I mean, if it makes you aroused, I guess that's what they're going for.
It's just cool that you'll never be able to hear the song again and not have a special feeling attached to it.
Yeah.
What a great football season. Can we look back on, can we just put that in perspective now that it's March 28th, that it was just, it was so much fun.
It was fun.
When you're good, it's so fun.
Yeah.
It had been so long since we'd been good. We were legitimately good.
I'm probably the wrong person to
say
here.
Shout out to me for knowing we had a stud quarterback on the roster.
I don't want to sit here and I'm the wrong person to sit here and pine about the days of 10-10.
I know you like to move on.
No, I like to talk and reminisce, but I don't
the
look
South at South Carolina loss ruins it all for me.
I don't want to say ruins it all. I don't want to say ruins it all, but it definitely dampens it.
I mean, yeah, but when we were 8-0 going into that Georgia game, that was so cool.
Yeah, and then we went 2-2 down the stretch.
Yeah, but you got to think about it.
When we had everything to play for, we went 500.
You got to remember the good times.
I hear you.
Life is full of ups and downs.
I hear it. I talk about both equally.
When you're on your deathbed one of these days,
I'm going to think about South Carolina kicking our ass when we had everything to play for.
You won't remember the great times, the great wins.
We had two great wins and we had two bad losses.
We had
three great wins. I'll say the Clemson.
I enjoyed
two great wins.
No, we had five great wins. We had six. It wasn't just Clemson, LSU, Alabama, which, by the way, are three pretty awesome wins.
No, I said, but I didn't really count Clemson.
Kicking
ball games
the absolute dog snot out of Kentucky and Missouri. Like,
buddy, I'm never going to celebrate beating Kentucky
in
football.
I'm saying
that's something I'm not going to do.
But the way
you
that
can
we
do
beat
that, that's fine.
44-6.
You can do that. I don't care about Kentucky.
It's not about it being Kentucky.
I don't care
about the stage you were on. That night, it was your first night game back, like, after Alabama.
I was at a Halloween party. Had a great time.
You had the big guys on the call.
Yeah.
Fowler and Herb Street called
one.
You were the center of the country that night.
Mm-hmm.
And you beat Kentucky 44-6.
Okay.
You just beat their ass.
I'm not going to look back
four months later
and be like, wow, we beat Kentucky down. I don't care.
I'm just saying you look dominant.
I hear you.
That was a
and then we
good
lost
night.
South Carolina.
That was a good night.
It was a good night.
Florida.
Nah, whatever.
Florida.
That one was more frustrating than it should have been. That Florida team was mid.
I know that.
The Florida and Pittsburgh
still felt
wins.
Good to win,
kind
didn't
of like,
it?
Ah, oh, man. No, it felt good. I'm happy
Florida
we won.
Florida felt really good. That
I'm
was
happy
a,
we won.
That was a good day.
I'm happy we won.
We had a nice
day.
Party.
We did. It was a great day. I got stuck at the damn bar for 3 hours because I couldn't get an Uber because it was $120 to get back to Farragut. It was a terrible, terrible night after the game. But
it was such a good run. It was a good run.
Okay.
I know we lost to South Carolina.
Yeah.
But
that dampens it for me.
That hurt like hell at the time,
dampens
I'll
it.
Admit.
Yeah.
But now, like looking back on it, you see the final product. It's 11-2.
I'm very happy we got to put to bed the streak of Florida, of Alabama. I'm very happy we got to put the end to those streaks. And I'm very happy we got to put the end to not finishing in the top five or top ten, I guess. We didn't finish top five. Top ten and
should have been fifth.
And 10-win seasons. I'm glad we got to end those things. So now they have the little graphic. I already saw a graphic of last time they had a 10-win season, and ours no longer says 2007. It says 2022. So I appreciate that. I
damn
appreciate
right.
Dylan Hyatt getting the trophy, and I appreciate what hopefully this does to set up the rest of Josh Heupel's tenure
and
here in
Tennessee.
And that's
how you got to look at it. That's how.
But
it
I'm also
sets up
very, very mad that we lost to South Carolina.
Well,
as 20 point favorites.
Well, that line was a little inflated. It should have never been that.
Well, yeah, I know South Carolina should have been favored by 20. And they would have covered.
Yes.
We felt
that's a 40-point swing.
We failed to cover the spread by 45 points, I believe. I believe it was 63-38. So yeah, we failed to cover the spread by 45 points. Yeah, that
was a bad night. You
that
know?
To me, that to me is not good.
It was a pretty rough night.
Yeah,
pretty rough night. But you know that team went on to beat Clemson. They won their bowl game.
Think they won their bowl game. I think they got smacked by Notre Dame.
Did they? I don't know.
Notre Dame smacked them.
Oh, yeah, they lost to Notre Dame. Well, you know, it's a bad night. It's a rough evening. Boys weren't ready to play.
Yeah, and that to me is a part of the story. And, again, I'm acknowledging all the good things. I think, is there anything I missed? 10-game, 10-win season.
You shut Vandy out 56-0.
That doesn't move anything for me.
Shut him out.
That's the same as beating Kentucky to me.
You
whatever.
Shut him out.
Same as beating Kentucky. Don't care.
Yeah, but I love a good blowout.
The LSU
victory.
Game was fantastic. That was
it was tremendous.
Maybe one of the best football road trip I've ever gone on.
Tremendous.
At least Tennessee football related. I would say without a doubt it is. Probably have more fun at the game beating Baltimore in the second round of the playoffs, shutting down Lamar.
That LSU game was nice.
Or beating New England. But yeah, no, LSU was
very
fun.
Very hot. Very hot.
LSU was fun. It was a great time. I don't think there's anything from the season I'm forgetting. But to me, I don't want to, you know, sit here and do backflips for 10-2. We all said 10-2 was on the table, and it was, and we choked.
I just don't like looking at it like that.
That's fine. You're a positive person. I get it.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. I just
we went to the Sweet 16.
Did we not? Oh, come on.
That was Grant Admiral's.
Winning the Orange Bowl is bigger than the Sweet 16.
No, it's not. That was Grant Admiral's. Yes, that was Grant Admiral's second season. You got ranked number one in the country, and you went to the Sweet 16.
No, no. You cannot tell me that this basketball season is equivalent to the football season.
It is.
It is.
100% is.
It is absolutely not.
You exceeded expectations, and you ultimately came short.
It's a.
You didn't win a conference championship. You didn't win a division.
Emotion. Such a different level.
I disagree.
I think that's crazy.
Well, I mean, I think if you want to say football is better than basketball, sure, but I'm saying that what Tennessee accomplished is the same thing as Grant and Admiral accomplished in their second
winning
year.
Winning the Orange Bowl is an Elite Eight. That's an Elite Eight.
I mean, winning the Orange Bowl against Clemson's opt-outs and Tennessee's opt-outs when it's not a real game, okay, I guess.
When do you have to do this? When do you have to act like this? Opt-outs?
Yeah. Both
you
we all
still
had opt-outs.
Being a perennial great program.
That's good. Yes.
Okay. We both had opt-outs, but if we were at full strength, we would have beat them by more.
Well, I'm just saying
we were clearly better.
That's fine.
And that's what
I get.
Matters.
That. I'm just saying.
To me.
I hear you. I'm just saying. To me, the Orange Bowl doesn't carry any weight for me. Those New Year's Six bowls that aren't playoffs, they don't matter anymore. People opt out. They're the same as any other bowl game, for most people.
No. No, I won't hear it.
Okay. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying that's how I feel. I'm Big Game John. I go to all the big games, and I couldn't even bother to go down to the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, I noticed. Didn't see you around.
It was an exhibition. I'm good.
That's sad.
If we'd have lost, we'd be like, oh, so what? We didn't have our quarterback.
But yet you went to New York to watch that mid-basketball team score 50 points.
Yep. Yeah, I did, because it mattered.
That did not matter as much as the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, it did.
No, it didn't.
The Orange Bowl didn't matter, bro. It did nothing for us. We didn't finish ranked ahead of Alabama.
I think it did a lot for a lot of people that you're not recognizing.
The only person it did something for was Joe Milton.
I think the fan base really enjoyed
it. Any of our South Carolina Vols, anybody who lives in South Carolina needed a little bit of a pick-me-up to beat Clemson after South Carolina whipped our ass. You at least can hold your head high over Dabo. And being Dabo is cool.
Such a negative.
I'm not being negative. I'm being very even-keeled about it. I'm being very even.
South Carolina game was so bad.
You got your ass beat. Again, you didn't cover the spread by 45 points. were favored by 20 and lost by 25.
But if you don't appreciate things like the Orange Bowl, then you're just going to spend your whole life chasing a championship that you may never get.
Well, that's why they expanded the playoffs. That's why they expanded the playoffs to 12 teams, because nobody cares about those games. That's
definitely not why they did
it. I mean, it's a big part of why they did it.
They did it for money. They knew they could make more
money. Well, yes, because people will go to those games, and people will watch those games more, and yes.
I'm just
saying,
if you spend your whole life chasing a title, there's a good chance you'll never get one. So why not enjoy the big—
I don't need a national championship.
Just enjoy the big
victories. I'm not national championship or bust. I'm not national championship or bust.
You want to just win the East?
I mean, some hardware would be nice.
Well, it'll happen in time, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'll
celebrate that season when it happens.
But you could die tomorrow.
Please.
You could be on
God.
Your deathbed tomorrow.
Please.
You never know what can happen.
Take me now.
You know?
And that's fine. And I'll be on my deathbed thinking,
I hope I get a deathbed.
We lost to South Carolina.
What if you don't get a deathbed? That'd be so sad.
Twice we've lost to South Carolina with something.
It happens.
What if you just have your normal bed and you just go quietly and you're sleeping? Is that a deathbed?
Like a deathbed?
That means you're just like— in a hospital.
Yeah, you don't want to be on a
deathbed. Going outside.
You don't want to be on a deathbed. You want to die in your sleep at home.
Well, that's number one.
Deathbed's not good. I would much rather die just randomly.
I don't know.
Car crash, get shot, than have a deathbed. Deathbeds suck. You don't want a deathbed.
I'd
want
to be able to say goodbye,
though. No, you truly don't. And then
I want to. Could you imagine not getting to say goodbye to me?
Yeah.
How sad would that be?
I mean, you didn't see that sad when you drove away from me and Cam a couple years ago. You seemed pretty happy to be saying...
Well, I was happy to get out of here.
Yeah.
It's not because of you two, though. I mean, I did miss...
I think a deathbed's overrated. Unless you're, like, 90 years old.
Yeah.
You could be on a deathbed yourself. Like, well, your kidney's failing. So you'd be cool being on a deathbed next week?
No, if I'm alone, if I don't have any family, I'd rather just, you know, whatever.
What do you mean? You don't want to say bye to me and Cam? Imagine how sad you'd be not saying bye to me and Cam.
Well, yeah, but do you think we're going to be friends when I'm 80?
No, I'm saying you could be on your deathbed next week. Your kidneys could fail.
Why would my kidneys fail?
You could have a car crash and they got you hooked up to a tube and they're like, come say your goodbyes. He's not going to pull through. That's your deathbed.
This is in poor taste.
There could be a random tire that flies on your car and flips you up in the air.
What a video.
Like Mario Kart.
I've watched it so much. Yeah.
Someone in the replies.
That blue shell.
Yeah, someone in the replies put a green shell on. People are like, actually, it's a blue shell.
Let's move on. It's a bad day to talk about death.
Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. The Fan Run live stream is powered by Linderman Sports Medicine, located in Memphis, but people come from all over Tennessee and beyond to get back in the game of life. We appreciate Dr. Laura Linderman for her support, for her YouTube TV. She's located in Memphis.
She definitely doesn't even know that's a thing.
No, she has to have logged us in. She's had to give somebody the password to log in because like we couldn't just use her email and like.
Well, doesn't her son go here?
Go where?
Here.
Here?
Isn't it? Was I not supposed to say that?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know that was the case.
Don't we know?
Oh, he may be on that last, the other, on one of the shows, right?
Like, oh.
I'm assuming that's why it's on there.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
Like, I thought we were just doing a bit about it.
No, I really didn't know.
You thought we she gave us the password?
I don't listen to any other shows.
Well, I don't either.
I don't really listen to any sports radio shows. I don't either. I don't like stealing people's takes.
Sports radio's chuggy.
Well, I don't say that. I don't like stealing people's takes.
It is.
And then I'll do a thing, you know, like, well, I hear like Bear or Russell say something, then I'll come in here and argue with them a day later about my take, and no one needs to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really listen to them. Anyway.
And like I said, I don't want to steal.
Occasionally I'm in the car, I'll flip them on.
I don't like stealing people's takes. Or being influenced by
you
people saying
that,
stuff.
That would worry you?
I think subconsciously, if somebody said something that was, like, good, and then I would start thinking it, and they're like, oh, you stole that opinion from somebody else. I just don't need that in my life.
Mm. I have a new favorite player.
What sport?
It's this girl from Iowa.
Caitlin Clark?
Have you seen the clip going around when she tells that little blonde girl that you're down 15 points and shut up?
No, but that sounds awesome.
The little blonde girl from Louisville's like talking
Haley?
Trash. Yeah,
bad Bobby.
Yeah, and the Iowa girl says, "You're down 15 points. Shut up."
That's
like you
good.
Can see it. Her lips move. That's what she's good. Saying.
I thought you just discovered her hitting shots and stuff.
No. I mean, she's really good too. But
are you talking about Caitlin Clark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I was like, what other Iowa girl could you possibly
know?
Yeah,
no, he's talking about Caitlin.
That's what I thought. I watched that. That was a star-studded matchup.
I don't know all their names.
Triple-double?
She was the one with the 40-point triple-double. Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
She's pretty good at what she
Steph
does.
Steph Curry. Yeah, she's Steph Hurry.
I don't know.
I hope
like
she gets
H-E-R, capitalized H-E-R, Steph Hurry.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then the R, and then the second R is not capitalized.
Right.
So it's like
she's,
you're
just saying she's her.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's her.
Because it's,
you know, like, yeah.
Pro women.
Yeah, she's her.
Yeah.
We'll get one of her jerseys. That's what I want.
Aiden Hooker's up to, this is kind of wild.
Shout out to his agent.
In the last mock draft that ESPN just ran, it's Mike Tenenbaum. So it's not like one of, I guess, their main experts. But he says that He has Hendon Hooker as the number five pick.
I tried to tell you that.
Not the number five quarterback, the number five pick.
Remember, I told you he could go number one overall. You were like, you no did. Way.
Well, you did say that. I still don't think he's going number one overall.
But, hey, number five.
Don't think he's going pretty five close. Either.
I don't think he's going five either, but.
His agent doing that work, though. He's hitting the ground out there.
Well, you know, the Colts have been linked to him at four now, or at least in the first round. The Seattle has two picks. They could maybe take him. I don't think they'd take him at five. I don't know why they wouldn't just take him at, like, you know, 15 or whatever other their number pick is. Like, I could see maybe that happening. But, yeah, quite the rise for Hendon Hooker. Says he's being under-scouted right now because of his torn ACL, but he loves his strong arm and 6'3 frame. He led the nation in yards per attempt, threw only two interceptions over 11 starts, and had a top 10 completion percentage. Says he sees a potential franchise quarterback. Ooh. And says, if you disagree, go watch his performance yourself. Against Alabama.
Ooh.
Says you draft him, you let him sit behind Geno because – We kind of glossed over it, but Geno got that 3-year extension, but really it came down to a 1-year extension. He had like 30-something million guaranteed in it besides like an injury guarantee, which is basically like, you know, we're going to pay Geno $30 million. That's a good rate for a starting quarterback for 1 year, and then we'll probably move on. So you could come in and get somebody like Hendon Hooker who is going to be older but also going to be mature and ready to go physically, you know, for a second year. Let that knee sit for a full year and let Geno – quarterback the boys up one more time, and maybe you can make a cheap switch and have somebody that is close to entering his physical prime. Like, I feel like quarterbacks are peaking at like 27, you know, somewhere between 28 and 30.
Mm-hmm.
So you could still have Hooker's prime ahead of him at a pretty cheap discounted rate. Number five seems crazy to me.
That is. I don't think he's getting close to that. I wouldn't be surprised if he's a first round pick, but. Five is a little out of hand.
It could be a situation, Cam, where he's got some intel that Seattle loves him. You saw this happen a couple years ago with Jarrell Taylor in Seattle.
Yeah.
Remember we saw him start getting mocked in first rounds? Like, what the hell? Jarrell Taylor's not going to be a first-round pick. Mm-hmm. But they took him in the second round.
Yeah, and they could do that with Hendon.
The people who, like, knew that Seattle loved Jarrell Taylor knew something.
Mm-hmm.
They knew, like, hey, this team really, really likes him, and they're going to pick him. They were just around early.
I put a bet for the Raiders to take Hendon Hooker, and then they signed like Garoppolo like 2 days later. And I was like, "Dang it!"
Yeah,
I thought that future was locked in.
Oh, I wouldn't have called it locked in. I would have said it was alive. But yeah, no, it's dead now.
Yeah,
it's dead now.
Of course, they're not giving me a cash. So they're just gonna
take that and just run. Take your money. He also has the Titans taking Anthony Richardson at 11.
Ooh.
Which is intriguing to me as well for a lot of the reasons Hendon Hooker is. And I'd also be okay if the Titans took Hendon Hooker.
Yeah. Don't blame me there.
Like, I do think with his knee injury, I do think that you could have a perfect scenario where you draft him in the first round, have a fifth-year option that'll be somewhere around $22 million at the time, $23 million by the time the cap goes up, I don't know. But, like, you could sit him and redshirt him for a year and then have 4 years of him as your potential starting quarterback. So a team with an aging veteran like Seattle, like the Titans, I think would be an ideal spot for Hendon Hooker. How much do you care about where he ends up, Cody? Are you going to follow Hendon Hooker to the NFL?
Pretty little. I mean, I like guys when they're in college.
You don't follow them? You don't want to see him have success?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd like for him to, but, like, it's not
– it wouldn't make
it's
you
not going to make
team.
That my favorite team.
It's not,
well,
not the Peyton Manning effect?
I don't know. Actually, it might.
He likes the college guys.
Actually, that's a good question.
Older he gets.
What's that, Cam?
You like the college guys because even though the older you get, they stay the same age.
Way to make it creepy. Way to be a real creep about it, Cam.
All right.
You guys are the ones talking about college boys on here, not me.
It was just such a magical year watching those boys play football.
I did say that, yeah, just one segment ago. That was so fun. It was a lot of fun. You know, here's my thing about the draft. I'll be interested on draft night. I'll watch.
That's not what I'm asking. I know you'll care about that, but like
I'll watch then.
But you won't feel connected to Hendon Hooker wherever he gets drafted. You won't.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll watch him play. Am I going to go?
I'm not saying
I'm going to buy apparel for that team. Maybe.
You probably have to wait till he's a starting quarterback for him for that.
I think I'd need him to go to a team that I already kind of like.
Okay.
Like if he went to the Bears.
Yeah, I don't think he's going
to
do that.
He's not going to go to the Bears. Where could he go? Where do you think he could go? Seattle?
I mean, I think that Seattle makes a lot of sense. I think the Titans would make some sense.
Never been a big Seattle guy.
I think the Packers would make some sense. The Patriots could make some sense. Like if they
those are tough sells.
If they don't kick the tires on Lamar Jackson, like I could see, you know, Mac Jones kind of being on the way out there in New England. I think he's like kind of in a pressure situation this year. And I would say that you know, Hendon makes less sense with the Patriots, but the Packers, I mean,
I think I'd want him to go somewhere that I would consider moving to watch him play there.
Detroit? Would Detroit make any sense at 18 for Hendon Hooker?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Take it over for Detroit. Jared Goff.
I don't know if they'd take him in the first round, though. I think they're going to win now, and they're trying to just bolster that roster. Yeah.
The Bucks. Seattle has a number 20 pick.
Now we're talking.
I think it makes a lot of sense for the Seattle at number 20. With their second pick.
I could also
see a scenario where he's the starting quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens at number 22.
Yeah, that as well.
I could see him just about anywhere.
I hope it's not a team that has a good young quarterback.
What if it's the Rams?
I could see that. I think the Rams even have a first-round pick.
What if it's the Chargers?
I was going to say the Chargers aren't going to draft him because they got Justin Herbert.
What if it's the Chiefs?
Yeah, I hope it's not a team like
Chiefs
that.
Chiefs might want him.
I hope it's not a team like that like already has a quarterback. That's what I'm getting at. But
if you're a competitor, you go in there and you say, you know what, I'm going to win the job.
I'm going to beat Patrick Mahomes.
I'm going to win this job.
Yeah. So Darnell Wright in this mock draft up at number 14 to the Patriots. That's as high as I've seen him going, but more people are talking about his tape and just how good he is against the top-level SEC competition. Jalin Hyatt at number 25 to the Giants. So those are your Vols. You got currently three Vols projected in the first round. And you lost to South Carolina.
It happens.
Yeah, not like that, though.
It does.
Not where you get beat by 25.
We had locker room troubles.
Don't tell me that.
My bones hurt.
Your bones hurt?
Yeah.
You need more milk?
I don't know. You ever have aching bones?
Only when I drink heavily.
Yeah.
My knees hurt. When I drink heavily, my knees hurt.
Mine do too. I think, is that what they call inflammation?
Oh, I don't know. I think inflammation's when it swells up, I thought, but maybe not.
I don't know.
I guess it could just be irritated. Maybe it is inflammation.
I didn't eat dinner yesterday.
Cam, you got those trivia questions working?
Yeah.
Okay, just reminding you. You didn't eat dinner?
No.
For what reason?
Just didn't eat.
I ate two delicious hamburgers.
With buns?
Yeah.
And cheese?
One slice, yeah.
And what else? Mayonnaise? Ketchup?
A little bit of mayonnaise and mustard.
Mustard?
I like mayonnaise and mustard
mixed. You don't strike me as a mustard guy.
I like mayonnaise and mustard mixed.
Oh, yeah, you do, because you like... You like that on your egg sandwiches, too.
No mustard on my egg sandwiches. I like it on my turkey sandwiches.
You like potato salad?
No.
That doesn't make sense. You like egg salad?
No. What's in the first one? Potato salad?
And what?
What's in
potato salad? Potato salad is just like potatoes with mayonnaise and mustard and like whatever else you might put in it.
Like onions and peppers, like onions and stuff. I feel like my
pimento. Like yeah, you don't have to put all that in.
I feel like all the salad stuff always has a bunch of onions and
you don't have to put all that in.
Well, I don't make it.
You can.
If my family, whenever they've made it, they've always had chunks of that stuff in it. So
would you like just potatoes and mayonnaise and mustard?
Probably not. I don't like mayonnaise on weird stuff, really. I feel like mayonnaise on potatoes is kind of weird.
Well, it's mixed.
Yeah, it's still weird. I try not to. Try to limit
But you like mayonnaise on your egg sandwich.
Yeah.
But you would not
it's
like
a sandwich, though.
Yeah, but egg salad is just eggs and mayonnaise. That's all it is.
Well, I might eat eggs. I might like it then. As long as you keep all the other stuff up.
But it's all mixed together.
Yeah, I mean, I like mixing stuff together. I don't know.
I wish I had some egg salad.
Okay. Were you trying to count my calories earlier about my hamburgers?
Well, I just know.
Ask if I had the cheese and the bread and stuff. I mean,
well, no,
it's probably
just
about 800, 900 calories at least. Maybe even more than that.
It's got to be more than
1,200.
That. 1,200. Well, I don't know. Maybe not. If you made them yourself?
Yeah. Just put a
regular
burger
homemade
on the
burgers.
Stove, yeah.
I don't know. Most of the calories would come from the buns, I guess.
Yeah, that's like 140 calories, I think. 70 calories, maybe, actually.
For one bun?
Two slices of bread that I get 70 calories, it says. So I don't know about the bun. Whenever I know I'm going to eat something, I don't bother looking at the calories because I don't really want to
know. Just eat it. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I'm eating this, so I don't really want to know what the calories are.
I'm thinking about just going on the starvation diet, just starving myself.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not going to lift weights or do anything that you need calories, who cares?
Yeah.
You might get a little lightheaded here during the show, but that's fun.
Oh, luckily I got coffee.
Cam, send us a break. I guess we'll keep talking a little NFL to wind out the hour. The Cardinals are saying they are planning on keeping DeAndre Hopkins despite the rumors that he is going to be traded. Cam, do you think a contender should trade for DeAndre Hopkins in his contract? Or has there been enough proof that, like, trading for 30-year-old receivers doesn't really work out that well?
I think there's never been enough proof. Will people listen to that? Usually there's a team that doesn't. I wouldn't with that contract and that age, but, you know, there's probably a team out there that thinks they just need a couple more pieces and they're right there, and somebody may view him as one of those guys.
$30.75 million on his cap hit in 2023, which the Cardinals currently have about $21 million in cap space. Oof. The Cardinals have reportedly given teams permission to talk with Hopkins about a trade. But so far, there's only one team with enough cap space to bring him in, and that's the Chicago Bears. Although, I wouldn't mind the Chicago Bears, although, didn't they just get a receiver? They got DJ Moore, yeah, so you don't need DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay that money if you have DJ there. Not at all.
So, yeah. The Cardinals seem to be just kind of being a mess. DeAndre Hopkins. T. Higgins was another name, but the Bengals say they're keeping him. I still don't know if they're going to get an actual contract worked out with him and pay him. Whenever they have a Ja'Marr Chase, they're going to have to pay too. Mm-hmm. Seems like this year there might not be really any big receivers on the move.
Yeah, I don't think so. DJ Moore was definitely a big one at the time.
Yeah.
But outside of that.
But it also kind of came out of nowhere. That wasn't like a disgruntled guy on the move. That was we got to give something to get the number one pick. Although I do think we're going to see some calm before like the draft. I think like the week of the draft, you know, we're a month away from that. I think that's when you're going to start seeing really the Lamar Jackson stuff heat up, and there'll be a receiver that comes out and is disgruntled when he doesn't get a contract extension between now and then. So I wouldn't rule any of that out.
Yeah, it does get very more active closer to the draft, and I enjoy that. I love that hearing all the rumors and seeing where stuff lands and falls into place.
A little bit of calm before the storm. Cody, your thoughts?
Got a lot of them. Got a lot of thoughts.
Hour 2 in the books. We got hour 3 with headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.